The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website, app owners, and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. What is up, App Nation? It is Steve P. Young. Welcome to our weekly Friday live streams where we really break down what's working in the app space to give you the insights, the actionable content to help you grow your app downloads and your revenues. And today, it's going to be just you and me answering all your app marketing related questions. Trying out a new camera, so let me know what you guys think. I like the color, you know, I like the way that the color looks, but I hate the focus and I can't figure out how to do this. What's up, Learn and Code? And then we got Samuel as well. Good to see you. I'm going to kind of break down some of the apps that we're building without sharing the apps, obviously, and then kind of to walk you through our entire process of finding these app ideas and then ultimately, you know, making money from these app ideas as well. Good to see you, Cell Crowd, Pets, Christian is here. Just say hi. Tell me where you're coming from. So let us know in the comments below. And then if you guys got questions, just make sure you leave the comment and I will try to answer everybody's question as we go. So last time we did this, we had a lot of questions. This time, let's see. All right. Well, Pets from India. Cool. If you guys, hey, what's happening, Patrick? Ollie is here as well. Cool. Steve HD. Yeah, bro. Trying to step up my YouTube game this year. All right. Joshua, North Bay, Cali. All right, bro. I think we're near each other. What's up, Adrian? India, Netherlands. Cool. It's awesome. All right, great, guys. All right, let me kind of break down some of the things that's been happening. Again, if you guys got questions, leave them in the comments, and I'll kind of break down what's been happening from our side of things. Romain, good to see you, bro. All right, everybody's coming. Like Dubai, I love it. Worldwide audience. All right, so let's get into this. I want to just peel back the curtains. Now look, not a lot of revenues yet. This is our entire app portfolio and really just started taking off in October range. But this is the entire app portfolio right now. And this is the big focus. So I'm going to try to build this into a six-figure business. I will build this. How about that? Into a six-figure business by the end of this year. And every month, I'm going to break down everything we're doing on a monthly basis. So here's the main app that we built. We just launched it in November. There's a stat coming out soon. And I hope David doesn't mind from RevenueCat, me spoiling alerted, giving you guys an insight, like an early peek. But RevenueCat has a report coming out that I've got to be a part of where they were saying not a lot of apps. If you guys want to guess in the comments, not a lot of apps make at least $1,000 a month. Leave in the comments, 0 to 100%. What percentage of apps do you think make at least $1,000 a month? Okay. Now, why I feel that $1,000 mark is so critical. So within that first month, doing all the ASO campaigns that we know we can do, we were able to make about $900. So I feel very proud of this. And this is automatic. So I am starting to run Apple search ads again, just to test the waters and then have it at a really low bid, because I want a $1 cost per install, but we are starting to do that. And so this is the main app. It's starting to go. And as you can see in January, I pulled this right before it went live. We're way over the $1,000 mark, which is great, but I want to push this even more. and we're going to start some Facebook ad campaigns and all that stuff. But I'll walk back everything that we were doing here just to get to $900 a month. All right. All organically, by the way. So number one, so I wanted to also show you guys the keywords we're targeting without revealing the actual keywords and the data. As you guys can see, you don't need a lot of traffic, but I know the app space is very competitive. So what I've been telling you guys for a long time is, look, if you're trying to build, you have an app idea, that's, I know, Patrick, I got to talk to you. There, you're already done, right? You're going to have to do more research. And it's not impossible. You just have to keep doing keyword research and figuring out these keywords that you can start to rank well for. So as you can see, the market is still there. Now, what I'm realizing is that Mobile Action has a better search traffic score than AppRadar, especially if you have an AI app. But AppRadar has a really accurate difficulty score from what I can gather. Okay. I've compared this to AppTweak and other tools. I haven't compared to Sensor Tower right now, but right now AppRadar has the best difficulty score in my opinion. Okay. So you can see my ranks for this, not really that great. Some of these are really competitive. I mean, one of the keywords I really want to target, I found this keyword and I put it in my app name. I just couldn't make it go. So even though I did all the research and I thought I can get it to number one, I couldn't get it to number one, but I pivoted too. And I'll reveal the keywords, well, not the keywords, but the traffic volume for the keywords I am ranking really high on. So good. Nobody ain't got the right answer. Let's see who's the closest right now. Okay. Romaine is close. Joshua is close. So the percentage of apps that are making at least $1,000 a month is 17%. Okay. So if you're making $1,000 a month from your apps and probably going to do it all organically, you should be proud of that. Okay. Let's celebrate our wins. Let's not like diminish our wins here. Okay. So I'm going to show you how to launch a brand new subscription app and get to your first $1,000 a month. Okay. I'm going to break down in more details. This is going to be an upcoming course that I'm going to create. But for now, I'm just going to show you the highlights of this. Number one, do research. Do not build first. If your ultimate goal is to make money from this app. Look, if you have an ultimate goal like Patrick has from Maze, great. This is your goal. You're going to still have to do research from a keyword perspective and figure this out. But for me right now, I'm trying to build many apps that make anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month, hopefully on automatically, all organically. So number one, I'm going to do research on the keywords and I'm trying to figure out which keywords are available. So I found these keywords. All right. And I was like, hey, these are interesting. What I also do is look at if there's a keyword that I really want to target, I look at the search results. What apps are any apps using them in their title and subtitle? Do they have lots of ratings? Right. So for meditation example, probably not going to work for me to go after that keyword, but there could be other terms in the meditation realm that I can go after that have lower traffic, lower traffic, but lower competition keywords. And then ultimately I'll come back. And that's what I did with this app. I saw the keyword, I think it's maybe around 30 search traffic, low competition. Nobody had it in their title. And although I ran it, I had it in my title, I didn't get to number one. And I'm still not able to get to number one. So I had a pivot, but I also knew I had backup keywords that I can go after. And so that helped me. And I went after those backup keywords. Okay. So after you launch, you want to get some of your friends. You want to get at least 5 or 6 reviews from some of your friends and family. Okay. And I'll tell you why. Then while you're building this, definitely ask for the review during the onboarding process. Now you're going to have to test which one's more effective. The more aggressive one from Genie, I've shared this in the past, they ask for it during the onboarding process. It's literally the second screen. Now I did. For my app right now, just take this. It's like, help us grow, show your love. And I took this sort of, I was inspired by this UI. And so this is right before the paywall that I have. Okay. Here's a chill way. You can do it right after the paywall, whether they subscribe or not, just ask for the review. All right. Now that you have that in place, what you want to do is run an app advice campaign. Now, every client, every app is going to be different. If you have the capability of doing a lifetime offer, I'm actually a proponent of lifetime offers. And I've seen with my app, we do get we charge $150 for lifetime. People do buy that thing, which is very surprising. So that's like immediate $300. And I looked at my my data for the last 5 weeks, and we are getting, you know, we made $300 from this lifetime offer. So there's two in-app purchases. If you can afford, meaning there's no per unit, per user cost to do a lifetime offer, do a lifetime offer, charge a lot and go on App Advice and make that lifetime offer to get it approved by Apple, because people get confused on this. So the lifetime offer is $150. You get it submitted to Apple and you get it approved. Now, then you plan an App Advice campaign. You then tell App Advice, hey, on Thursday or whatever day you pick, I'm making my lifetime offer of $150 for free. Okay. The goal of this campaign is to drive up to 10,000 downloads and get you 100 plus ratings. Because I feel like that's when everything kicks in. And as a new app, I want the ASO to kick in at the same time, right? I want to give it a little bit of boost. And this is a free campaign that you can run. So one of our clients just literally did this January 9th, 2024. Okay. He did 100,000 downloads. Results. What's the legal disclaimer? Results not typical. Okay. Usually, you know, my app, we did 12,000. I think for this new app that we just launched, I think we did roughly around 10,000. So not always does it work. Depends on the category of apps. Okay. So this app is a utility app. Let's just say we did 100,000. He made the lifetime offer for free. Here's the kicker though. He got 700. This is global though. 700 new ratings for an average of 4.88. If you're trying to pick, you know, really 4.85. Okay. There. Let's do that. But he had over right now at 800 new ratings worldwide, 200 in the US. So this just jumpstarts everything, right? Right now, all I'm trying to do is make my new app that maybe only has 5 ratings look like an app that's been around for some time. So if I run Apple search ads, if I run Facebook ads, it will look like, oh, this app has been around for a long time. Cool. So if you don't, and then you're off and running, right? Then your ASO should kick in, everything else should kick in. And that's what happened with our app, right? When I put back, this is exactly what we did in that first month. We did the exact strategy. And that's how we were able to make $1,000 within the first month of launching. I mean, literally, I launched on November 9th, so it wasn't a full month. Okay. Now, if you don't believe me, go back to this video. I have this video called App Store Optimization Keyword Research Six Figure Case Study. This, thank you, Franz. Okay. You left a comment in there. I literally tried this to do the step by step and it worked for my app. We went from $0 to $5,000 in revenue in 2 months. Thank you for sharing your experience, Steve. It does work, right? Just continue. If you're having an app out and if it's not going at all, like meaning you're getting no downloads, I've been there. Keep doing keyword research, keep refreshing, keep doing that tool. And I'll go through some of the keyword tools that I have. But go watch that video too. I use that follow. All right. We have a lot of questions in the comments, so I will get to these questions. Let me know if that was helpful. If you guys enjoyed this type of like peeling back, I do want to run Facebook ads this month. So I'm going to do that. Bahamas. Nah, Stefan, you just bragging, bro. But all right. Good to see you, man. Thank you for taking a break from the tropical. Reza says 100% recommend Steve. Good experience and cooperation over the years. Awesome dude of knowledge. Thank you, Reza. Good to see you again. Pet said, I don't know what the question about KPIs, defining it, measuring it, ads, ROI, CPI, called it. A lot of question pets. So I'm going to try to do it this way. The KPIs you're looking for are really your trial activation rate. Now you want to get to 5 to 10% for the trial activation rate, and the trial to paid, you want to get to anywhere from 30 to 40%. So ultimately for every install, you want to be roughly around 2%, as close to 2%, which is on average for everybody. So even if you have no trial, which I'm finding working with clients that some clients are doing better without trials, which is crazy. So paywall during the onboarding, some clients are doing really well without trials versus trials. And so ultimately you want that conversion rate to be at least 2% subscription. And really, if you're just in the beginning, getting people to pay is the number one priority, right? Obviously getting people to download and then getting people to pay, that's the number one priority. David from Revenue Cat did a podcast interview with Opal. So for those who are running ads already to grow, he gave a great insight, which I really loved. if you do have a 7-day trial, Kenneth said the number one metric he was looking at was day 8 ROAS. So you have a 7-day trial, people usually download and activate a trial within the same day. And then 8 days later, did you make money from the ad you spent 8 days before? And that's what he was looking at. So I love that he said it because I love to keep things simple, especially in the very beginning. And they've gone to 5 million ARR, that app. So congratulations to Kenneth and his team. All right. Alexander says, hey, everyone, I'm Alex from Scrambly out of Italy. We're a gaming loyalty app focused on US audiences. Good to see you, bro. All right. A lot of Mike. Hey, good to see you, Mike. All right. Luke. All right. How about Astro? Don't know what you mean by that. I don't know if it's an app we're going to look at later, bro. Marco, crazy. What's up, Marco? I haven't seen you in a while. All right. Why would you ask for a review before they start using the app? I love this question. Let me look, that's your opinion. And I always say, is your opinion backed on data or is it backed on just opinion, right? Because the data says, why would anybody buy an app before they use it? I don't know. Now, here's the real answer. It's because an app download is an engaged user. It's like giving you the email address. Somebody's email address, right? They've looked through the screenshots. They're coming in as a warm lead. Now, it's not everybody that does do this. So I've found that about 1%, and we've gone as high as 4%, leave a review. So to your answer your question, LJ, it's not like it's a high amount. It's just some people do, and we're thankful. They probably just want to get the screen out of here. Like, fine, here, done, bye. That's my hypothesis. But people do, and that's what the data says. So it's not a high percentage, 95%, 99% say no, they don't leave a review. But that 1%, duh, they do leave a review. And if you can get to 10, 100,000 downloads in a matter of short time, you can get your ratings really fast. You can increase that download velocity. So, and as you can see for this app, like you can see his downloads and his ratings are going now, right? So if I pulled it from a weekly perspective, he is getting consistently, went from zero, right? And I was like, wait, this app wasn't making any money. I was like, wait, let me do this entire sequence. And then we run ads, right? I was like, let's do all this first. I think we can make some money by doing this complete sequence. And then let's run some ads. And let's not throw ads because ads in general, like he had like five, I think three or four ratings, like if you're going to run Apple search ads and I see an ad for with an app that's four ratings, I'm like, okay, thank you. Move on. Will you get a penalty for rating your own app? I don't think so, Cell Crowd. But you can only leave one rating. So like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think so. Apple discard early ass reviews. Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't think so, Kishan. But you know, if Apple's watching, stop rejecting this flow, please. All right. Maybe we should stop sharing everything so publicly. That's why I'm stopping all the time. All right, let me remove this. I prefer 100,000 downloads. Yeah, it's everybody. All right. What do you think of joining the Google Play Pass for non-gaming, for no gaming apps in early stage? I think that's great. You know, I actually talked to somebody from, I think it was somebody from Apple. But anyways, they were just talking about that. Like, if you have an app that's like really not getting any traction, and I talked to somebody who did put their apps into Apple Arcade and Google Play Pass, like, I would just do it. Like, it just like, why have an app just lying there, you know, barely surviving? So I would do it if you can. Luke, Luke's on our team. Hey, Steve, can you talk about the limitations of app advice campaigns, please? Yeah, that's a great question, Luke. Thank you for asking that. So the limitations would be that, look, if you can't, let's say you have an AI app and you cannot do a lifetime campaign, right? Like you're like, I can't, that's just not possible. Then what I would do is you can do a 30-day trial on one of your subscriptions, probably the monthly, right? Because really, if you do an app advice campaign, I think there's a question here. It's not going to be high users, right? So what I would do is just sort of do that trial. You're not going to get 100 ratings. You're probably going to get anywhere from 30 to 50, but that's sort of the limitation of that if you cannot do a lifetime. Now, if you already have thousands of ratings, you likely don't need app advice, okay? You got another problem. You're already getting, you got thousands of ratings, you got downloads already, you don't need App Advice. Don't even worry about them. You know, figure out another channel to go. All right. Hakuna Matata. You know, an affordable way to get rid of bad reviews. Do I know? Oh, yes, I do know. I mean, look, you can't, one, you're going to have to respond to it, right? Two, all right, let's share too much content. I'm not, I don't mind sharing this content. It's just more of like, I don't know who's watching. And sometimes if Apple or Google are watching, then certain things stop working, right? So here, it's hard to get rid of. Just respond to it if you can, but let's pick an app, right? So let's pick Duolingo for now. All right, Duolingo, hit me. Oh, man. Okay, can't do that. Let's pick another app. Let's pick, no. I don't get in trouble. Let's pick Apple TV. Oh, okay, cool. So let's go here, and then I'm going to look at the ratings, right? So let's, this is a great content, but the app is missing features. So you're like, how do I get rid of this? Because it's the number two, right? It's, if I scroll, it's number two. So here's how you do it. Hakuna Matata. This is sorted by most helpful. So you just hard press this, you get this, and you put not helpful. And then Apple, you're welcome. And then you go down a little bit more, and maybe you're like, hey, Sago, my friends, like the black hole, and the rest of this. And you like this one, for example, right? Cool. Make it helpful. And if you get enough friends to do all that, you're sort of manipulating the algorithm. All right. Sorry, Apple. Can you share some retention rate of those users from App Advice? Yes, Milos, that's a great question. Let me take a screenshot of your question, and then I will answer it in a future live stream. Yeah, it's a great question, though. Keep answering. Because I'd have to pull the data. Here's what I can share, Milos, is that, Milos, the retention rate is not that bad. It's not as great as an organic download, but it's not as bad as you might think. And so, you know, maybe it's like a normal retention rate for an organic download might be 20-30% day seven, and App Advice might be 10%. So it's like you get a whole lot of users, but for free, but you know, a smaller percentage will stay on. All right. Can you show the retention rate? I will do that. Let me put that as a reminder for next month's. Hello, Steve. Hello, Wonders here. Steve, would you review apps in this session? Yes, Odin, I am going to review apps. If you want your app reviewed in a future live stream, appmasters.com/audit. Odin, I'm going to try to say, get your questions early on because I'm going to stay. I went almost an hour and a half last time I did this. What's your best advice for improving the trial to paid conversion rate? Joshua, great question. I feel like I know you. All right. What I would say is, one, put that trial reminder, like Blinkist, that paywall. Two, make sure you send. So a friend of mine did this, and I share this publicly, but they sent a push notification to all those who canceled the trial. Masood, he's in our App Masters Academy group, that if you guys are interested in joining this community, I want a lot of feedback because, you know, I want to change some things up. I'm getting some interesting feedback on that one. But anyways, here, let me show you this real quick, Joshua, because I love visuals. Okay. So here's what he did. If somebody cancels a trial, you'll know. So he sends a push notification with this offer, and he was starting to see really good results with that. So that's one simple way to do it, right? Like, hey, come back and save. Here's 50% off. So you're just trying to do a win back. Now, the conversion rate's not going to be super high, but at the same time, it does work, right? You're just trying to win them back. Another way is to put a secret offer into the, I know John shared this. If you go to the John live stream from December, he shared this in that live stream, but having an offer in the subscriptions page. Here, let me see if I can find it. Go here. So you can see, let me see if there's one. Where's John's offer? No. Oh yeah, here. Here's John's offer. So John had this. If you hit all plans, he has a secret discount right here. So that's another potential way, because some people will come here and maybe just hit cancel right here. This should say cancel if I was on a trial. But some people will come, see all plans, and then see this like this secret discount $5 for a year. That's cheap. All right, let me just get that. Right. So that's another way you want to try this stuff out of my way, man. I need a producer. Okay. What's up, Luis? How much install Google Ads will give me for $100? Riyadh, save your $100. Like, honestly, $100 is really nothing. There's other campaigns that I would run that I cover in the academy that I would run for that $100. I wouldn't use it on ads. I didn't use it. My first month of launching that new app, I spent about $60 on campaigns and we were able to make $1,000. Save your $100 is what I would say. Now, if you have $3,000, $1,000, cool. That's a great question. $100, save it. Go buy yourself a nice dinner. Hello, Steve. Always love your content. I'm a fan since 2017. Best way to launch a new game. Copy that strategy. Robot Cop. Thank you for being a fan. It makes me feel old, 2017. But yeah, do the same thing. So with App Advice, what you can do, and this works better with games, Robot Cop, is if you make a remove ads for free or you give a discount, right? Like, hey, 5 free gems for all new users. That works too, right? And I will give you one more thing. Okay, here we go. I have lots of slides. Lots of slides for you. Okay, here we go. I'll show you something, Robot Cop. Okay, this is what we did for our client and it worked really well. We were really, this is easy way as a new app, right? Robot Cop, ask for the rating too. And then here's what you're gonna do. So here's one of our clients from way back in the day. The app's loading. We're giving away 2,000 coins to every new user. So we told App Advice, every new user gets 2,000 coins, which is roughly about, let's just pick a number, $2 or $3, right? Doesn't matter, right? So the App Advice covered it. We got thousands of downloads. They hit claim. We then said, hey, do you want to get 2,000 more by watching a quick little video ad? Now, a good percentage said yes, that when every time we ran this App Advice campaign, because this client had multiple games that we ran this on, we would see a pretty nice, decent spike in our ad mob revenues. So that's a quick little hack that you can do for your new game. Because right now, like for me, you know, especially with games, in my opinion, I know I don't have enough data to support this yet. My opinion, if you can give away coins and get them to use the coins, they're more likely to stay on the game, right? Retention's so important for games because unlike subscription apps, retention drives monetization. So you really have to retain your users. Good question, Robot Cop. Keep me posted for Android and iOS. So the App Advice campaign, the other limitation is it is an iOS only campaign. All right. Gen Nukes. What about asking why when a user skips a paywall? Not the right time, benefit trial. I love it. Yeah, Gen X, you know, try it out. Let me know. And if they skip a paywall, I would, yeah, try asking why. And let's see. They're usually going to be like, I don't know if you're going to get any like impressive answers. Could be just like, I'm cheap. So that might just be the answer, but it's worth a shot. Any data on the best location in onboarding to ask for a review? Not really, Patrick. I think the data that I have is probably after the review prompt, because I think I got close to 100 ratings for my app, but we're like a little bit short of it. And in my other, we did ask for the review after the paywall. Because if I'm running an App Advice campaign, for example, I just claimed my lifetime offer and then I hit with the review prompt. Well, I'm more likely to give you a positive review. And so that's when we saw better results. We did 12,150 new ratings by showing it after the review prompt. But I think every app is different. All right, shall we copy and modify the entire description from the direct competitor? No, get out of here. You're going to get penalized. Like, don't do that. Get inspired by it. Throw into ChatGPT and be like, hey, can you rewrite this description? But don't just copy it word for word. Get out of here, pets. All right, Wasim. Hi, Steve. Amazing work. With growing competition, other apps are integrating advanced features like PDF chat readers and AI image. How can I make my app stand out and get more downloads and also more money? Wasim, this is my opinion. I actually talked to a client yesterday about this. So he's like, Steve, you know, he's got a pretty simple app. I won't tell you exactly what it is, but it's getting like 10,000 downloads a month. It's making pretty good money, like hundreds of thousand dollars a month too. And he's like, continually add these new features. So Wasim, since you add this, you asked this. Let's assume it's a PDF reader, right? He added new features, but people still use the core feature of PDF reader, for example, or PDF scanner. So adding new features didn't help as much. Now, no offense to everybody who talks about product-led growth. I think it's interesting for a few select apps. I think for most of the apps, I don't think it matters that much. Now, if you're a Duolingo and you're language learning, obviously you need to add new content. If you're a Netflix, you obviously need to figure out product-led growth in terms of, you know, algorithms, what shows people love, create using that algorithm and deciding that, hey, Steve loves rom-coms and any drug cartel shows. So let's do more of that, right? So that's where product-led growth comes into play. But if you're a PDF reader, like in my opinion, you're a PDF reader. Lean into it, bro. Like, so I think it's important, but it's literally not one of the things I would think about until like I'm at a very big scale. Like I'm at 1 million ARR, 5 million ARR. I'm at this type of scale that I'm starting to think about product-led growth. That's my opinion. No data, just opinion. Because frankly, people talk like they're like data-driven. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is just an opinion, bro. All right, Steve, Luis, what would you say is the most important KPI to track on an MVP that is only monetizing on ads, no subscription? Luis, one, put an IAP, bro. Okay, but if you really don't want to do that, I would do that. That's number one. But if you're like, why am I so blurry? Here, try to fix this. Focus. Every time I try a new camera, they just don't look. Something always happens. Anyways, Luis, that's what I would say. The other thing I would say is retention for you then. Because if you're going to try to make money off of ads, retention is the biggest thing. You ain't going to make money if they're not coming back. All right, Victor. Hey, Steve, I'm sorry. Subscription app in Brazil. Think 2% conversion rate might be too much. Maybe 1% is good enough to start? Agreed. Depends on the market, right? Joaquin. All right, Yuri asked this. Joshua says, we're getting installs for under $1 with influencer marketing, but we only get 5 ratings and 0 reviews. Would you recommend buying ratings? Would I recommend it? Joshua, this is public, bro. Look, run at your own risk. I would try to ask as many friends and family as possible. There are ways to buy it. Just don't do a lot. Trying to figure out what I can say publicly enough. Look, I'm not telling you to do this. Okay. But if you are going to do this, I'm not telling you to do this, by the way, I'm not telling you to buy reviews. You can get in trouble by Apple and Google. They do not like this. But if you're going to do it, only do a handful at a time. That means like 5 to 10 at a time. That's it. If you're starting from scratch and had $0 extra to spend, would you focus on features or paywall? Samuel. That way, friends, bro. You know what I'm going to say. Paywall. Paywall and onboarding. That is it, my friend. That's all I would be focused on. But if you're not getting any downloads, then ASO, right? I would honestly, if you saw the app that we launched, these screenshots were literally screens of the app. They didn't have any words. They didn't have anything. Made $900 off of that. So I'm trying to tell you is like, focus on the important things, ASO, getting downloads, and your paywall. Obviously, if you've been following this, you know what a good paywall looks like. So, and if you've been following this, you know how to go do ASO, hopefully, too. So you got all the tools in there. Just stop focusing on features. Stop building new features. Get to at least $1,000, frankly, $10,000 a month. One of our other apps, Basic as-ish, was making about $10,000 a month. Why? Because it was ranking really well for a keyword, right? That's it. It was that simple. Then you can think about like adding new features, blah, 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 all that other stuff. But yeah. And then SM, hi to you. See how many questions I got to go through. Okay, not too bad. Umar, lol, to buy in your review comments. I like it. Let me see if I can get to most questions. Ajdin says, hi, Steve. I'm an indie intermittent fasting app called Skip Meal. I like it. We got a lot of organic traffic and we're awarded by Apple. What would you recommend as a marketing channel for our indie app focusing on the US market, Apple search ads or Meta ads? That's really interesting. So Ajin, I want to check out your app, dude. Let's check out your app, shall we? Congratulations, man. That's really cool. For me, I like Apple Search Ads, but I think Meta will help you scale faster. So if you got a limited budget, maybe start with Apple Search Ads, because Meta requires, you know, a video constantly testing your creatives, which for those who are running ads is just your ads, your literal ads. So let's look at Skip Meal real quick. Nice, dude. Yay. That's awesome, dude. I love intermittent fasting. So, but I think with intermittent fasting, I think it's like so competitive that you might run into these huge competitors, right? So that's why I'm a little bit wary of Apple Search Ads and Meta. I might even try Twitter because everybody's leaving it and see if there's, you know, because there's a lot of hashtags that people are using, like fasting with zero, all that stuff. And so you might be able to kind of even get into Twitter or Reddit. But if I had to start, probably the easiest is Apple Search Ads. I just think it's getting super expensive because we're all fighting for this one spot right here. And if, unless you have a high capability to get like a high cost per install, like let's say $2 to $3. Like for me, even for our own app we just launched, we spent $1,000 in December on Apple Search Ads. Again, we didn't make $1,000 more. We're already making $900 roughly, right? Like we didn't make that much more. Now it could have been December, but like it didn't move the needle. So that's why I'm kind of like, oh, what's the easiest? Maybe the easiest, because it's a competitive space, is trying to find like Pinterest, Twitter, Reddit, something that the big guys just aren't paying attention to as much, maybe going after that potentially. But good luck, bro. And keep me posted, man. Great job. Shoot me an email. I mean, let's talk. I want to see if you'd be a good fit to come on to the live stream. That's all I really want to know. All right, let's get to one more question and then I will get into, you know what? I'm going to award Joe. Joe's always here. Thank you, Joe. All right. Joe says, Steve, you should try getting Ethan Kaiser on the show. He made that fake live streaming app called Parallel. That's crushing it. All right, Joe, make the intro, bro. That'd be great. I went to you and you. What is your opinion about man? What's this video? Dang, man. I like the colors. I do look way better with this thing. All right, Sell Crowd said, what's your opinion about new ad CMP requirement? It only takes two taps to kill EEA UK revenue for free apps. I'm not sure I know anything about this. Sorry, Sell Crowd. All right. Keyshawn says, I think Apple suggests we ask for a review after the user uses the app properly and on the second launch. So I think Apple would discard the rating if we ask in a few seconds. What do you think? Keyshawn, test it. I mean, honestly, with Apple, it just really depends on the reviewer you get. Okay, let's get into the app audit side of our show. And since I love telling dad jokes, we always started off with some dad jokes. Let me see what I got. Hey, if you guys want to battle, put your joke in the comment below as well. Okay, I like this one. All right, who's here that can tell dad jokes? Let's see. All right, let's see. What do you guys got? I'll try to remember. Robot Cop, I got to start with your question. So I'm going to make sure I start with your question. All right, guys, what's worse than a lobster on a piano? What's worse than a lobster on a piano? Crabs on your organ. There you go. All right, I dare you to try to beat that one. All right, next. And put it in the comments and we'll battle. Appmasters.com/audit, appmasters.com/audit. If you want us to take a look at your app in a future live stream, we got Pablo's app right here. All right, Pablo, I'm going to pull it up. Oh man, so it seems like you're competing with John. Let's see. All right, here. Pablo. Since I'm looking at your app, is this Pablo? Yeah, it's the same Pablo. All right, Pablo, since I'm looking at your app, bro. All right, here was Pablo's joke. Pablo says, so you guys put P or S, okay? Pablo and I are going head to head. I could tell you a joke about pizza, but it is a little cheesy. There you go. S or P? P, what? How dare you, Samuel? Okay, all right, Pablo. Let's get into your app, bro. All right. Park NYC by Streeto. Streeto. Okay, did I not meet somebody with Streeto? All right, anyways. Organic growth, mainly NYC, US, London, UK, and if possible, other big cities, Chicago, Boston, love it. Okay, so here's what you do, Pablo. Let me pull up this. I won't go into the app because you didn't ask me to, and I'm trying to keep it as fast as possible. Okay, let me move everything. So Park NYC, and you've done some keyword stuff already. So you're number two for Park NYC, which is great, right? So keep at it. What I would do is look at, so let's pick this one, right? Because it's the number one app, it's ranking number one for the term that you're going after. But there's all these other ones that now you have. So Park NYC, great job. NYC Parking, right? So, and then I know you have it here. This is great. You have 99. Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking at your Spanish Mexico localization. It does, you know, if you guys aren't familiar, I know everybody should know this by now. It is indexed by the US App Store. The one thing I might do here is call this, what is it? NYC Parking, right? So you don't need to have the same name. Now it could be, Pablo, that you went exact match and that's why you're number two. I think since you're number two now, you can try to test this, but NYC Parking, move it from the subtitle to the title here. So you're helping that part. And then 311. So you got 311 here as well, parking, and then you could put best. You know what I mean? So now it opens up a few more in for you in the subtitle. So that's how I would do. That's how I do my localizations. I try to, and I've been playing around with it. So have parking, NYC Parking in the title in the Spanish Mexico localization in there. The other thing, look, personally, unless you're trying to compete with like Spot Hero, former client of ours, by the way, but if you're trying to compete with those guys, I honestly would rather just go more niche. And I know John talked about this in his live stream as an indie. He went more niche. And so like have a London app, right? Maybe have one app like Streeto that has everything, but then also have a London app because then you can really focus in on your keywords. So I know you asked about London and then Chicago, Boston, like have a Boston parking app. Right? Because that way you can really key in on your ASO just like you did with Park NYC in there too. So great job. And then the other thing is with, if you are, because it's already called Park NYC, what you also want to do is this will open it up, right? Like put NYC in your, this look AI generated, in your app icon. We do know that that does increase downloads and conversion rates. The other thing is put NYC here, NYC parking, find NYC parking, big and bold. Because if you ultimately get a better conversion rate, tap through rate, and a better install rate than this guy, you will eventually beat them and get to number one. And we have seen this with one of our clients. We're testing, we're getting, trying to dig up more data, but we believe that increasing the tap through rate and the conversion rate for a keyword, right, will ultimately hack your rankings. And the way to do that is by having the primary keywords you're targeting in the screenshots. And that's what we did for one client. And we're trying to like really dig into the data to make sure this is accurate before I make it a general best practice. All right. So good luck with that and keep me posted. But yeah, you have so much space here. I just put, and I don't even know if this is New York, but I would definitely put New York scenery in the background, like what's ultimately New York, Statue of Liberty, you know, Times Square. These are things that are relatively New York. I would just put that in there as well. I know it would suck, but like your Boston, your Chicago, make it its own app. Feel free. Any idea to go? Okay. All right, Pablo, feel free. All right, let's get into it. I do have the app installed, don't I? Oh, shoot. All right. I don't. Let me install the app then. Good thing you rank so well. It's very unprofessional of me. All right. Nobody has. What? Pablo won? Oh my God. All right, Pablo, I owe you something, bro. Okay. So you hit me up. We'll work something out. Dang. That joke. All right. I guess Samuel wants to go next. All right. Sign in. So, Pablo, look, if you tell me the data, maybe you have it right here. I want to know what the conversion rate on this screen is. Okay. If it's high, let's say it's 70%, then keep it. If it's less than 70%, roughly around 60, 50, or even 40%, right? 50 to 70%, don't listen to me because it's hit or miss. But if it's definitely under 50%, you might want to add some onboarding screens that just reminds people what the app does. Because, you know, when I was looking at your screenshots, I could see find parking, you know, make money, sell your parking info before leaving, blah, blah, blah. So you had all this stuff that would get me jazzed up. Whereas right now you're like, you remember me, right? It's like, no, I don't. Like, you know, there are a segment of users that don't remember you. The other thing is we have found that continue with converts better than sign in with, right? So one of our clients saw 9% increase by just changing the sign in with to continue with. The last thing I want to recommend is, guess what? I'm not that tall, okay? I'm like 5'7". And my hands are very tiny. You want to make it easy for me to sign in by moving it a little bit lower. Right now, we have seen this with especially paywalls and stuff. Keep it closer to my thumb, roughly around here. And about 90% will sign in with Apple. So keep signing with Apple like roughly around here. You can have so much more messaging. Move it down here a little bit. Yes, continue with is better. Okay. All right, let's go sign in. Requiring users to log in before using it, does it work pretty well? I don't think it works pretty well, Marco, but I want data, right? Pablo, if you're getting a huge drop off, don't do it. Don't let them require. All right, I'll allow while using. Okay. So yeah, all this stuff you want to ask before, like the push notifications. All right, I accept. Oh, now you're showing me all the cool stuff. You should be doing this before you ask me to continue with. Cool. Yeah, so this is good enough for an app advice campaign. This is all you need, Pablo. Nice, bro. There you go. Free review. Continue. Start free trial. Yeah. Again, your continue button's a little bit too high for me. I want to move it like somewhere around the star stuff. I move the stars above the continue with. And then... yep, I do like the way you priced it. The only thing, oh, keep it on there. I would just keep it on there. Make them X out twice. So like here, Pablo, if I X here, no, I guess I can't. Okay, never mind. See less plans. Never mind. Okay, good. Everything else looks pretty good. I'll X out. Okay. Everything else looks pretty dang good. Yeah, man. Looks good. Yeah, unlock premiums right here. Okay, cool. Yeah, everything else looks pretty good, man. It could work. But the $4.99 in that very screen, take that screenshot, send it over to App Advice, and then they should be able to cover it. Okie dokie. Let's go to round two. Samuel always got one already. All right, Samuel, you and me, bro. I lost the first one. All right. Best friend Japanese, so people who are Japanese, don't come after me. What do you call a fraudulent Japanese warrior? A samurai. There you go. And then, oh man, Samuel's S2. Okay, all right, we'll change it up. All right, Samuel says, why can't you give Elsa a balloon? Because she will let it go. All right, put in the comments if you thought my joke was better by putting Y and then put S if you thought Samuel's joke was better. Samuel, I'll give you the S for now. Cool. Do. Let's get into the next one. True Health says, yo, love your content. Been following for a while. Super helpful. Where do I send in for an app review? Have you really been following? Because if you did, you would know. Somebody tell them. Appmasters.com/audit. Appmasters.com/audit. All right. True Health. All right. I am winning now. Thank you. That's the app anyways. True Health. Okay. Good for you, man. All right. Let me get to some of the questions. Marco has one. What pastry wanted to rule the world? Attila the Bun. I don't get it. Maybe I said it wrong. Okay. Love it. Love how you guys have jokes. Okay, here we go. Oh, hold on, guys. What is the best budget to start with a new game launch? We are moving from organic to paid. I mean, look, man, it's whatever you can afford. So anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 should be good enough for you to get going. So that's how I would start off with. Nurex, dear Steve, happy to see you, bro. Again, thank you, Nurex. Hazifi, hi, Steve. I'm a cross-platform mobile developer. In current era of AI, is it worth to learn and invest your time in app store optimization? That's up to you, bro. Like, here's how I answer it for ASO. If you have money to spend on paid marketing, you do not need ASO. You know ads Like, we have one client who's done pretty well for themselves, $80,000 a month running just Facebook ads. We helped them with ASO, and now it's growing, and it's growing a lot faster than apps that are not, you know, spending money and making that much money as well. So if you have the budget to spend on paid marketing, you do not need ASO. If you do not have marketing on paid marketing, you don't want to just, you know, you don't want to spend $1 to make $150 or $2, and you just want to spend $0 and just have the downloads coming in, then you should probably learn some ASO. Joshua Sparks, one more question. Right now we have a short 4-page onboarding, but we have a 22% trial activation rate. Is it worth testing a long style boarding? We are in the meditation space. Ooh, Joshua. So the way I'll answer this is, what is your trial to paid rate? Because if that trial to paid rate is around 30 to 40%, then probably you don't need to do that. You just need to get more downloads and the right people. But if your trial to paid rate is like under 30% and maybe in the 10 to 20% range, then potentially yes. Because we have found that while you may get a higher trial activation rate, you actually get a low trial to paid rate. So the overall subscription is lower with shorter onboardings. With longer onboardings, yes, a lot of people drop off, but the subscription rate, which is ultimately the main number we're looking at, is higher. So look at your data. All right. Is it against policy to ask for a review other than popping up the native property? Yeah, SellCrowd, like, you know, some people will do this, like, do you love us, you not? Really, honestly, depends on your reviewer. I have seen many apps that still do you love us? Then if I say yes, then they ask for the review prompt. If I say no, they then send me somewhere else. So it's called review gating. Dear Steve, what do you think about a friend tracker map app? Good perspective. Yeah, actually not bad. We are working with one of the big ones right now, and there's some interesting keywords around that. Is the Astro app data? Oh yeah, this is the ASO tool. I think this, Romain, this is the ASO tool, right? Yeah, I think Romain seems to like it, and I'm probably going to get it too. I think I bought it if I haven't already. Wasim says, sorry to interrupt you again. I launched a ChatGPT AI app, but competitors are adding features like PDF chat. Oh, okay. With AI and AI image generation, how do I make my app stand out from others? Honestly, dude, like, personally, Wasim, you know, we have many AI apps, and this one app we launched last March, it's getting about 8,000 downloads all organically, and it's making about $4,000 to $5,000 a month. It is a client's app, but I would build for the outcome. So try not to compete with the big guys, because they're all competing amongst themselves. Go compete with like other people that are a little bit lower. So build for the outcome. And I've already shared, like, what are people using AI for? Whether it's content writing, all that stuff. Build for that and go after those ASO. That's my personal opinion. All right. This is my first time. Why do you focus on Apple App Store, not Google Play Store? Because in Asia, there's a big market. And Sean, I can focus on Google Play. Speaking of that, we'll get into the next app audit. It is a Google Play one. And the honest answer is because more money can be made with iOS than Google. That's the honest answer. And, you know, I love subscription apps, and, you know, on Google, people don't pay. So that's really why. Dahlia, app installs. Okay. Delta. Okay. App installs. App installs. Currency calculator. Look, personally, I'm going to do some keyword research. Delta. This tool works whether you're on iOS or Google Play. It really doesn't matter. Okay. So what I'm doing is putting your main keyword, which you called in the title, on app follow. And then I'm trying to find the app that doesn't belong. So I mean, this one. This one has 27,000, I'm sorry, 85,000, 67,000. This has 33, and it's ranking for your primary keyword. So I'm like, maybe this guy knows more about ASO than I do. So I'm going to hit this little eye icon, get this. Then I'm trying to figure out what is the keyword that I can go after. Because right now, I try to search for currency calculator. You ain't showing up, bro. So what I'm trying to then do is find the one. This is very low traffic too. So you're targeting a keyword that doesn't have that much traffic. Obviously, this is on iOS, but what I found is iOS and Google, they don't change that much from a traffic perspective. So one, you're going after a keyword that doesn't even have that much traffic, because the main keyword is currency converter, not currency calculator. Okay. And the second one is I would So I would put it to converter, but I also want to almost try to find one that is more niche. Like, is it, you know, yen to dollars or whatever it is? So maybe I'll then tap on this one, the first listing, and see what keywords I can come up with here and see if I can get a better keyword that I can find. This is not bad, right? And I have found that non-English keywords do work. We ran this on Apple search ads for a client of ours. We found a keyword that was not English. I think it was actually Arabic and maybe Chinese too is another one. But we ran them on Apple search ads because it showed it up in the discovery campaigns on our search match campaigns. And I added it and it was starting to spend, drive pretty good downloads. So I would try to find these type of keywords too. And then, yeah, even if it's like conversion calculator or currency, right? The better phrase could be currency converter and calculator, maybe. But I'm trying to find a niche keyword for you. Sometimes it just don't always exist. Exchange rate currency calculator might be more interesting. Money converter might be more interesting, right? So these are probably more interesting keywords. And again, you're going to have to, and I do like AppRadar. AppRadar will tell you your difficulty score for these keywords. So you throw them into AppRadar and then you get that data and then you optimize your title and your short description based off of that data. Okay, you have some here. Hey, you both have currency calculators. It's not even the right term to go after. The other thing is, yeah, your screenshots. This is Google said this way back in the day. They were starting to read the text on your screenshots. So definitely have the primary keywords. It may not go from like not rank 20 to 2, right, for your keyword ranking, but any bit helps. So it's really when you're in the inches, like you're trying to go from 3 to 1, that's where it starts to help. It's not going to help you from going if you're in 20, you need other campaigns. But when you're close to being number one, that's when you really want the right keywords in your first 2 or 3 screenshots. All right. Good luck. And then, you know, like try with an app like this, look at other localizations. That's one thing I am testing this month too. I should put this in my solo. So what's the update here? Got you, Milos. What's the update you guys on next month? I'm focused on Germany market. February update. German market and keywords. So I'll update you on that, guys. And then probably trying to run meta ads this one. So you guys keep me honest. But yes, that's what I would do. Is look at other markets because it might give you a better reach than just trying to always go after the US. We have found that it's way easier to move keywords in these other markets than in the US. And I have a bunch of friends that make a lot more, that make money in the other markets. They're not, their number one country is not the US. So that's why I'm like, focus on these other countries. Okay, let's see. Thank you, Samuel, for voting for me. P, 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 P. Is P me? Or is P? Oh, no, that was Pablo. Okay, why? Cool. All right, Samuel, I beat you on that one, bro. All right, let me just go scroll quickly through this stuff because if I missed your question, just put it in the bottom. That way I can get to it. All right, let me go through the first question. Hey, everybody, I'm going to watch this recording since I'm late. Rudy, how dare you? Yeah, more people are willing to pay on iOS versus Android. Yep. Okay. Making and launching a quality game is the initial phase of app growth. Agreed. I'm going to assume that's a no-brainer, though. Lucas says, hi, Steve. If you had $5,000 to $10,000 to invest in paid user acquisition, which platform would you go for? And would you run it yourself or partner with the marketer? Lucas, I would run it by myself. I think I know enough about the platform I would use. Now, obviously, depends on the type of app it's more interesting if I knew the type of app you have, but Facebook, that's it, Meta. I mean, a lot of people have done really well just on Meta alone. And so we have this like UA template, you know, that we're trying to put together. And Meta is the one platform that has the most powerful algorithm. Because if you can do this, and from all the people I'm talking to, because I want to get really smart about Meta so I can produce more content for you guys, but essentially they have the algorithm for you to find people who are more likely to do your desired outcome. So whether it's install an app, whether it's start a free trial, whether it's pay something, Meta has that best type of data and allows you to scale. Apple Search Ads, in my opinion, you'll hit a ceiling point. You know, one client we just signed on, really big client, by the way, but essentially I was like, I can get you positive ROI. And we were dang close, and we're there for one of the campaigns, because the other agency, I won't name, couldn't do it. And they were just wasting money because they just wanted to spend money. And I said, the only problem is, because it's a math formula, I might not be able to spend as much as you want me to spend on ASA. So I can get any ASA campaign to break even and ROI positive. You just might not be able to spend as much as you want. And the scalability of Apple Search Ads is not as high as it is on Meta. All right, Proth, I'll just answer these one really fast because I do have to go. I am trying to do Chinese localization. Any heads up for do's and don'ts and any ASA tool, Proth? I follow. It's my number one. Just pick your keyword and then pick China. I think you might have to pick Hong Kong, right? Look at which countries do simplified and traditional. Do this and then just do the eye icon, and then they'll give you all the translations that have traffic. Roman says, what ASO strategy would you recommend for an app that doesn't have direct competitors or similar apps? Find the right keywords. Sometimes they just don't have volume, right? If you don't have competitors or similar apps, then nobody might be looking for it. So that's the downside. But if they are looking for it, then go after it. Like we did, we're able to find some keywords that nobody was paying attention to that, you know, ultimately changed our motivation app from making like no money to $1,000 to $2,000, roughly $1,000 a month just on itself. So like finally, I'm like, ooh, finally. Sam Technical Lab, what suggestions you will give for an Android app for ASO to bring organic downloads? Android's a little bit difficult. I feel like Android is one where, especially, I'm assuming you're a new app, right? Because Android, I feel like, is more dependent on ads than iOS. Like Android, you need longevity. You know, Google's so smart about this stuff that as a new app, you just might not be able to get it into the top charts in there. I do have some campaigns that do work, but Android, I feel like, is more dependent on ads. So I would honestly run Google Ads, but do the best practices. Have the best keywords in your title, in your short description. Your long description probably doesn't matter as much as you think. We've tested all this stuff. If you are an app that has been around for a long time and you have a million plus downloads, look at promotional events. Or I forget what Android calls it, but it's an in-app event. I'll pull it up. I have it right here. It is called promotional content. It's just Android's version of an in-app event for Apple that does help with ASO, right? We have seen this work. So do that. All right, Joshua, what percentage of your sales come from Androids versus Apple? Personally, I don't have any Android apps, Joshua, but from what I've heard from most people, it's majority iOS. It's almost like 80-20, but there are people that I've talked to that are like 50-50, 40-60. So it really depends. But all I would say is you need a whole lot more downloads on Android to make what you make on Apple. So the clients I have talked to where they're like, more of an even split, 50-50, 60-40, they tend to have like almost 2-3x downloads on Android than they do on iOS. Aaron, hi. How are you back? Pablo, always wonder how Apple works in other languages. What are some words where some words go all together, even in US? How to combine keywords when you need them separately and together as well? So if you're going for a phrase like calculator plus, try to put it together as possible, like in the title. But if you can't fit it, Pablo, like, you know, NYC parking, best NYC parking, whatever it is, then what I try to do is like in the keyword field, I'll put NYC comma parking. So I'll just put them right next to each other. Now, I don't have any data that says that works better. I do have some data on where to put the keywords and it helping, but I don't have any data that's like putting it together helps or not. But I tend to try to keep it as together through by separated by a comma. All right, Pablo says, here's a tip for everybody. Nordic countries have low competition on Apple Search Ads. I'm converting some users, not many, for $1 USD, 10 cents per user. That's awesome. All right, thank you, Pablo. I'm going to do that. Nordic. So what are you thinking? Norway, maybe? Sweden? Sweden. They have a lot of money, right? Okay, I'm going to do that too. Thank you, Pablo. Yeah, what I found in these other countries is usually there's no traffic volume. Like you can't get long tail. There's no traffic volume for long tail keywords. The things that are available in the US, like even my main keyword in Germany has like barely any traffic. So I was able to get to I think I'm close to number one in Germany for that primary keyword. But that's because I ran an AppAdvice campaign. I saw a lot of downloads from Germany. So I was like, hey, let me try Germany then. So that's why I'm going after that keyword. But when I did some keyword research, it seems like Germany just has the basic like sleep sounds type of stuff as the primary keywords with data, with volume, actually, I should say. All right, I think we're done. Any help for Amazon ASO? No, not really a big expert in there, but I do know that the title has the most weight. So pay attention to your title as much as possible for any, and this is true for SEO, ASO, it doesn't really matter. Title is the best. Okay. Rahil says, wait, Steve, best practice for ASO depends on the quality of app. Please be aware of people to not waste money on low quality apps or micro apps. If you can't make a unique app, make something better than others, then invest in ASO. Tip for everybody. Rahil, I think that's obvious. That's why I don't say it, but you're right. Maybe I should say that more because, you know, I see a lot of apps, they're butt ugly, like invest in design. But I also have seen apps that are making lots of money and $100,000 plus a month, have the worst UI, have the worst screenshots, not fully optimized from an ASO perspective. I mean, not fully optimized from a paywall perspective either, but they're making $100,000 a month because they will have so many downloads. So that's why I don't say this part, because I've seen so many ugly apps make money because they're number one for a keyword. That's the data I have. Should try different title in different countries for Android apps? Yes. All right, guys, that's it. Good turnout today. I don't think we have any more jokes. All right, Samuel has a bunch more. All right, I'll think of one more. Okay, you guys have a lot. John says, thinking of the best inventions ever, the dry eraser board is the most remarkable. Thank you, guys. Samuel says, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Okay, all right, all that and so much more. All right, guys, next week, I'm going to be away. It's my wife's birthday, so we're going to be celebrating. I will likely have somebody as a backup to fill in for me. So it will be a live stream for you guys. If not, then just miss me. We'll be back the following week. But make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment if I missed any questions. You guys have to keep me honest, but I want to answer more of your questions on future videos. So make sure you leave a comment in any one of my videos if you have a question that you want me to cover next. Okay. I should be here next week. Somebody should be here next week, but it is my wife's birthday and I'm going to celebrate her. All right, cool. But I will be definitely back on February 9th. And I'm going to talk to a great entrepreneur from all the way from New Zealand. She's waking up early. She's got a great couples calendar app. And we're going to talk about how she's been able to raise money for that app, we're working together, but what we're doing to help her grow her revenues. But she's done pretty well all by herself. And we're going to really break it down. And it's almost Valentine's Day. So we thought it was very timely as well. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. Hope you take some time to celebrate your small wins. No matter how small, celebrate them, right? Look, my revenues are not that much from these apps yet, but they will be. And I am celebrating every single time. Because look, man, it is ultimately printing money, right? I'm not doing much to maintain this revenue. So there is a huge potential still in the app space. And that's what I'm trying to do is build apps that don't require a lot of my time, that work really well, that fill a need, people love it, and can just quote unquote print money. So we're definitely above the 1,000 mark for this January. I want to push this a little bit more, but I will do that. So, all right. Anybody have any book recommendations while we're still here? I don't want to leave. Do you want to leave? All right, guys. I will see you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you guys for joining, and thank you guys for all your amazing dad jokes. Bye.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at ASOmasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.